We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Illinois continues to ride the second wave of COVID-19 that is sweeping across the state. The Illinois Department of Public Health reporting 3,874 new confirmed cases of coronavirus. The state labs processed over 82,000 tests in the last 24 hours. 31 more people have died. The seven-day rolling average for positive tests is now at 5.6%. In Chicago, thousands of bars and restaurants across the city had to close their doors at 10 o'clock last night. Now that stronger restrictions are in place to combat the pandemic, here's CBS2's VUN.
Many bars in Wrigley like Sidetrack and Slugger's had to stop serving alcohol at 9 p.m. Restaurants can continue with takeout or delivery orders, but indoor and outdoor dining must stop at 10 p.m. Bars, taverns, and breweries without a food license won't be able to serve anyone indoors during this curfew. Health officials have seen an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases over the past week alone. Cases have gone up by 50% to over 682 cases per day.
The new tighter restrictions will be in place for at least 2 weeks. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability is looking into the fatal shooting of a man in the Little Village neighborhood yesterday.
Chicago police were responding to reports of gunfire near the 2600 block of South Hamlin and saw a vehicle speeding away from the area. After a brief chase, investigators say the 25-year-old was shot and critically wounded. It was unclear if he ever opened fire or aimed a gun at police. The man was hospitalized and later pronounced dead. A pair of guns were recovered from the scene. Another person in that car was arrested. A third ran and has not been found. The shooting occurred on the same block where a 7-year-old girl was shot while trick-or-treating last Halloween. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
An officer-involved shooting incident this week that has sparked protests in Waukegan will be reviewed by the Department of Justice. Here's WBBM's Brandon Eisen.
Lake County State's Attorney Michael Nerheim says he is confident in the work the Illinois State Police are doing while investigating the incident, and he has welcomed assistance from the FBI, but he says now that he's also asked for the U.S. Department of Justice to review the circumstances surrounding Tuesday's officer-involved shooting that claimed the life of 19-year-old Marcellus Stinnett and seriously injured his girlfriend, who is in her 20s. Nerheim says if the officer is charged in the shooting, a public court process will begin. If no charges are filed, a detailed statement will be provided explaining the facts, applicable laws, and the basis for that decision.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.